A globe spins as the word universal appears from behind it in big bold letters. A Universal Pictures production. Damon Wayans. Major Payne.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round.
Karen Parsons.
And they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found.
Stephen Martin.
The head nurse spoke up, said leave this one alone. She could tell right away.
Michael Ironside.
That I was bad to the bone.
At night, on a battlefield, many Marines engage in combat. A landmine explodes. Orlando Brown. Damian Wayans. Grenades explode as many Marines narrowly miss the explosions and avoid shots fired at them. An enemy soldier opens fire.
They all stay satisfied.
A wounded soldier lies on the ground, clutching his arm. Another soldier approaches.
Let me take a look at that. Let me see, little trick. Take your mind off that arm.
He grabs his finger.
You may feel a little fresh.
The wounded soldier's finger is now bent sideways.
My finger!
Every time.
But I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
An enemy soldier is surrounded then captured.
You might better give up, senor. Cannot kill us all.
Nope. But I can clean your colon out quicker than one of them burritos with extra guacamole sauce.
The Marine removes the captured soldier's artillery from him. Now in daylight, at the Marine station, the same soldier walks up to his commander's desk. He salutes.
At ease, Payne. Relax. Do you know why you're here?
Sir, no, sir!
The promotion board report came out last week. This is the new Lieutenant Colonel list. Your name is not on it. You get two chances to advance, then we gotta show you the hatch. Basic men is cutting your discharge orders right now.
General. You trying to tell me in all this man's military, there's no room left for a trained weapon of destruction?
The fighting is no longer done on the battlefields, Payne. Now all the blood is shed in the halls of Congress. Warriors like us are becoming dinosaurs.
There gotta be somebody needs some killing.
I'm sorry, Major. There's no one left. You've killed them all.
Payne salutes. In a single ran-down bedroom, the ceiling fan spins as Payne lays in bed.
It's been two whole weeks since I killed me a man. And already I'm starting to get the itch.
He tosses and turns.
Problem is, I ain't got nothing to scratch. God, I'm hungry. Hungry for action. Hungry for blood.
A rat peeks out of a hole in the wall.
Hell. I'm just plain old hungry.
Payne cooks the rat over an open fire in the corner of the room. A cat stands on the window looking at the rat. Payne screeches, and the cat sprints off.
Feel I'm getting weaker. Our child is growing stronger in the jungle.
Pain destroys the room training.
I can't lose my edge. I gotta keep my strength up. I gotta maintain discipline.
He kicks through the window.
Because the hard reality was, I gotta get a job.
He stumbles on one foot.
What better place than somewhere that would allow me to employ my skills as a trained killer?
Mr. Payne?
At a police station, Payne is in street clothes.
This is a dramatization of a domestic violence dispute.
You arrive on the scene to find a woman, played by Miss Goodman.
He shakes her hand.
Hello, ma'am.
Claiming to have been assaulted by her husband, played by Mr. Shipman.
They shake hands.
Happy to meet you.
Same here.
Your objective is to effectively neutralize the situation.
Neutralize.
Begin.
She points at the husband. He collapses. In a correction center's visitor's booth, Payne sits behind a glass window. The Marine commander approaches the other side. He motions for Payne to pick up the phone on the wall.
Payne, what happened? You've only been out 1 week.
It's civilian life, sir. I had a minor setback.
Listen, I made some calls and I got an assignment for you. It's not great, you understand, but it gets you back in the military.
So after 2.5 weeks of living a civilian puke's existence, I was back in uniform, back in the Corps, back to the sweet smell of mustard gas and killing. Little did I know what waited for me. I've toured 11 separate engagements from Iraq to Haiti, but nothing I did would prepare me for this newest assignment. I was told it would be my greatest challenge. It was sure to be a living hell.
In his Marine uniform, Payne enters a large lobby, carrying a duffel bag. He drops the bag down and stands still.
The Glee Club will be meeting.
Kids start to pile out of rooms, filling the lobby, surrounding Payne, as if he was not there.
Will the teachers please report to the quad?
A young boy is running away from an attractive, dark-haired, middle-aged lady.
Tiger! Tiger, come back here! I'm not gonna chase you!
As he looks behind him, he runs into Payne and falls backwards. Payne looks down at him, picks him up by his shirt, and stands him up.
Is there one for me?
What you running from, boy?
She's trying to give me a shot.
You don't like needles?
He shakes his head.
Want me to show you a little trick to take your mind off that pain? Here, give me a hand.
Payne grabs his hand.
Now you may be a little bit of pressure.
His hand's replaced.
Hi, I'm Emily Walburn, the school counselor. You must be Major Payne.
Payne looks up to see the middle-aged lady.
That's a mighty fine handshake you got there. You want to wrestle?
She smiles.
No, thanks. I wrestle with these kids all day. This one's usually my big helper. Come on, Tiger. Nice meeting you, Major.
Nice meeting you, Miss Ma'am.
The boy, Tiger, runs off again.
Tiger! Tiger, come back here! I'm not gonna chase you!
Payne looks at Miss Walburn as she chases Tiger down a hallway. In the principal's office.
Come in.
Payne enters the room, which has frogs and a fly buzzing around.
Major Payne reporting for duty, sir.
The principal looks confused.
What?
Major Payne, the new commandant.
All right. You're in charge of the Green Boys.
Come again.
The Green Boys, they wear those green things. You know, it's funny, when they stand in front of bushes, I can't see them.
Payne catches the fly.
Why are you here?
The ROTC program. I understand you've been placing the last 8 years running in the Virginia military games. I am here to remedy that.
We have an ROTC program?
The Green Boys, sir.
All right, between us. I don't care what you do with those boys, as long as you keep them out of my hair.
Is that all?
Oh, would you like a tour of the campus?
No, I'd like to see my man.
Fall in, move it, you idiots! Let's go!
Outside, kids are in ROTC uniforms, running around to get in line. Two of them are looking upwards into the sky. One runs, but turns back around to get the other's attention. Others are getting up from various other activities. All the kids are in line, with one standing in front of them. Payne's boots can be seen.
Sir, the squad is formed, sir!
The leader salutes Payne. Payne salutes.
Carry on.
The leader joins the others at one end of the line.
My name is Major Benson Winifred Payne.
As of 08, Hood Red, I am replacing Major Frankfurt as your commanding officer.
The cadets straighten up and Payne holsters his gun. Payne walks down the line.
Do not attempt to challenge my authority! I have 8 weeks to turn you gaggle of maggots into a well-disciplined cadet unit! From this day forward, your sorry asses belong to me! You will not eat, sleep, drink, blow your nose, or even dig in your butts without my say-so! Know this, killing is my business, ladies, and business is good!
Payne turns to see Tiger.
What?
I have to go to the bathroom.
You hold it, turd.
I can't!
I said hold it or I'll break that up and kick it around on the ground.
Tiger straightens up.
Now be advised, ladies. We are going to win the Virginia Military Games. I said win. Whiskey, India, November. Get you to the sound of that bird.
Major Payne.
What, boy? What?
I did something bad.
Payne walks over to him. He looks down at Tiger's urine-soaked pants.
You nasty little worm. Go change your huggies, boy, and be back here pronto. Stop that crying. You'll get no pity from me. You think your tears will stop Charlie from taking his bandaid and sticking in your little tiny heart?
Tiger sprints off.
What the hell was that, you little freckle-faced cartoon?
Payne walks over to him.
Did I give you permission to sneeze, Opie?
No, sir.
Then you hold it in, you big-eared turd, otherwise I'll kick your ass back to Mayberry.
He sneezes on Payne.
I see we have a sickly boy on our hands. Well, we're gonna have to boost your immune system, son. Drop down, give me 25 push-up now! Kill him out!
One, sir.
A chubby cadet starts moving around.
Bleep, 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 bleep. What are you laughing at, pig boy? You find a piece of candy in your pocket?
No, sir!
What's your name, Tubby?
Heathcote, sir!
Heathcote. You know you remind me of the Doughboy. If I poke your stomach, we'll make you go, ooh! You know what? I'm gonna help you make room for lunch, bacon boy. Drop down, give me 30 sit-ups right now! Let's go! Count them out! Let me see that belly roll! One, Tubby!
One, sir!
Come on, Pork Chop!
Heathcote strains.
Chubby!
You's a pure genius. Who you, Red Fox? No, better yet, you rich Pryage.
Payne walks over to him.
What's your name, girlfriend?
Dwight Wiggins, but boys call me D, so you call me D.
D.
Yeah, brother?
He puts his arm around D.
Yeah, like the way I handle these white boys, D.
Oh, yeah.
You think you feel good to see a black man run thing, huh?
Malcolm X.
But let me tell you something, D.
Yeah, brother?
Why don't you come close?
Directly in his ear.
I am not your damn brother! Now drop down, give me 20 squad thrusts now!
A cadet stares at Payne.
Once.
What are you looking at, ass ass?
Nothing, sir.
You plotting on me, boy?
No, sir.
Well, let me tell you something, ass ass. Let me tell you all something. War has made me very paranoid. And when a man gets the eyeball at me and make my Agent Orange jack up, and I get the urge to kill, do you understand me?
Sir, yes, sir!
Do you understand me?
Sir, yes, sir!
I can't hear you!
Sir, yes, sir!
And what is your damaged muscle head? You stupid, you ignorant, or you just plain old deaf?
Yes, sir. Actually, he is deaf.
Pain turns.
Oh, well, thank you. Now drop down, give me 25 more for speaking out of line.
One, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sir. Handicapped man. I didn't mean to offend you. Do you speak sign language?
He nods his head.
Let me break it down. If you don't answer me when I speak to you, I'm gonna put my foot in your ass. Is that clear, dummy?
Three and three.
Hold on, guys. Wait. Wait. Hey, guys. Don't stop now, Pete. Come on. Wait. Hold on.
A middle-aged teen stumbles down a hill and is met by Payne at the bottom. He's wearing street clothes.
Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to my party. You know, you're out of uniform there, Mr. Fonzarelli.
Yeah, well, I like this look better, General. Admiral, whatever.
It's Major, boy. Ooh, looks like we got another Major on our hands here, guys.
Major! The others start moving about. Payne slowly turns towards them, and they straighten their line.
What's your name, girly mouth?
Cadet Alex Stone, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey ho, sir.
Stone does unimpressive salutes and sloppy stances.
Well, I'm glad to see you got a sense of humor. So do I.
All the cadets are revealed to have their heads shaved completely bald and in shock.
From now on, my little group of scrotum sacks, you will strive to be like me. You will walk like me, talk like me, and until you win those games, you will be bald like me.
Way to go this time, Alex.
Dotson, take these men to 2 hours of PT.
Yes, sir. First exercise will be the side straddle hop. Squad, ready, exercise. 1, 2, 3. Come on, make it, boy, come on.
Dotson, seemingly unbothered, directs the other cadets, who are all angry and frustrated. A view shows all the cadets going about their exercises and obstacles. Now, in Payne's office, Miss Walburn enters.
Hello, Miss Walburn.
Major Payne, could you please help me to understand why you shave the children bald?
Oh, that's my little incentive program. These boys have to earn their due. Their hairdo, that is.
She stares at him annoyed.
Do they have to earn their bathroom privileges too?
Scared, Tiger appears from behind her.
What do you want, Mr. Peabody?
Well, he's upset about this morning. Apparently, he had a little accident.
Apparently, he pissed all over the front of his pants.
Well, maybe that's because he's six.
Maybe because he's six. Woman, when I was 6 years old, I had a full-time job.
She stares.
Well, I told him that you have something that you'd like to say to him.
Payne squats down in front of Tiger, looking at him face to face.
You think I owe you an apology?
Tiger nods.
Want me to take back some of those mean and hurtful little things I said?
He nods again.
Okay. I'm sorry you're just a little turd that can't hold your liquid out in public. Now you get on out in my face while I pick you up and toss you out that window.
Tiger gasps and runs away. Miss Walburn closes the door.
Major, have you ever done this kind of work before?
Payne grabs his hat.
Woman.
Under this here hat, I've trained 20,432 combat killing machines.
He tosses it down.
Well, that's just my point. You see, now you're dealing with children, and children have special needs. Do you know what positive reinforcement means?
Is it anything like where you take a POW and you snap his neck after you torture him so he don't have to go through life with a colostomy bag?
She looks at him puzzled.
Sort of. I'd like to make a suggestion.
She leans over his desk.
Why don't you and I become partners in the emotional growth and development of these little ones? What do you say?
She looks at him seductively.
Can you be my big helper and help me do that?
Payne seems hypnotized.
Yes.
Good.
She straightens up, walks off, and closes the door behind her. Payne looks dumbfounded.
Why do I feel like a jackass?
Outside, the cadets are going through the schoolyards. The other students are pointing and laughing at their bald heads as they make their way inside the building. Now inside.
Fascist pig!
The cadets enter their dorm room.
Shave him. Damn major.
I want you to be my damn brother.
You know that most of the body heat travels through the head, you know. That means I'm gonna be.
The door closes behind them. A cadet sits in his bed.
Man, that damn pain's already starting to get on my nerves. Turd this, turd that. Who do you think he is?
Just shut up.
Heathcote.
You telling me to shut up? Why don't you shut your damn mouth and stop being all that damn candy, you fat pig?
He kicks at Heathcote. A cadet looks in the mirror.
I look like Curly from the Three Stooges.
Stone sitting in bed.
Did I say you could touch my bed?
No.
Then get off.
Stone kicks him.
Ow! Payne's gonna kill us. You know I have a heart condition. I'm not sure he's familiar with my medical history.
Dawson enters.
Let's go, let's go, come on, move it! Saddle up that horsey and ride!
You ever hear of knocking, Dawson?
You won't have to worry about that anymore. I have good news for you assholes. Pack your bed and your kid and your clothes. Let's go!
Where to?
At night, outside an isolated building.
Hello, cue balls. Welcome to the House of Pain. A squad that lives together wins together. Unity, turds. That is the key word in unit without the Y. Tiger, Leland, you will reside at the ROTC building. The rest of you garbage, grab a rack and settle in. Let's move out.
The cadets file in.
You eyeball me again, I'll snatch it out and put it in Heathcote's cookie bag.
So damn. What about my allergies?
You know how far we are from the kitchen.
Shut up. As I said so, turd.
Major Payne, sir.
Payne turns.
What?
Sir, I think I speak for everyone when I say that this place is unacceptable. Sir.
Yeah. Really?
Their heads stick out a mud pool. Payne turns off a sprayer he used to spray their heads.
And this time, Alex.
Why don't you shut up?
All right, my little patch of Brussels sprouts. Uproot yourselves, climb out the pool, get some rest. You're gonna need it. Tomorrow, ladies, we gonna start the hard stuff.
The hard stuff?
The next day, it's pouring rain.
Let's pull it, you turd! You'll get no sympathy from me! You want sympathy? Look at the dictionary between shit and syphilis. That's where you'll find my sympathy. This ain't no walk in the park. Let's move it. Hustle, hustle.
They struggle.
Hey, Dumbo, you should be able to fly to those dudes with the big ass ears, boy.
Yeah, Dumbo, fly, baby, fly.
Hey, William, you tell Marlene Matlin's son, if he don't get across that rope, I'ma hang him with it.
He'll hang you with it.
Hey, Coat.
Heathcote slips off a wall.
Come
on, he can't do it. Leave him alone.
I can barely do it. It's slippery out here.
Slippery, he say. You think Charlie care anything about slippery? Only thing he knows is slip your throat. What if this was a life or death situation?
But it's not a life or death situation.
Payne pulls the pin of a grenade.
It is now! Where is the slippery? Two Mississippi!
The cadets move quickly.
Guys, what are you, crazy? It's just a dummy grenade!
Payne throws the grenade into the trees next to the obstacles. Stone dives into a pool of mud as a tree falls over. Stone looks up at Payne, who still has the pin in his mouth.
Who's the dummy now?
The cadets stand around a table lacing a cupcake.
So what is it exactly?
Concentrate ethylamine.
What the hell is that?
It's like a super laxative. This year will pack enough punch to take out an entire football team. Payne will never get off the can. He'll be making beef stool till graduation. Yeah.
Nice. Payne will never know what hit him.
Now, in the mess hall, all the cadets, except for one, sit at a table, eating. Payne, sitting at a separate table, stabs a piece of food on his tray. Everyone stops and stares at Payne wide-eyed. The lone cadet sits at a table behind Payne. They have their backs turned to the entrance of the mess hall. He gets up and cautiously walks over to Payne, who is eating.
Major Payne, sir?
You see I'm eating, turd?
There's a call for you, sir.
Annoyed, Payne sets his eating utensils down, gets up, and leaves the room. Looking out the entrance door, the cadet signals with a hand gesture, and the others all get up and go to Payne's table, swapping out his cupcake with the laced one. They all rush back to their tables. Payne returns and sits back down at his table and continues eating. He eats the cupcake. He licks his fingers. They all look on with anticipation. Payne shrugs. The cadet behind Payne shrugs his shoulders. Stone motions for him to join the others. He picks up his tray and proceeds towards them. He passes out. The others stare in shock. Outside, he opens his eyes to find Stone waving his finger.
Damn, G, he nearly put you in a coma.
It can't be legal the way he's been treating us. Let's just tell Phillips.
Nah, that senile old fool ain't gonna help us.
Payne instructs other cadets, who are firing rifles.
Hey, dummy! What's the matter? You can't see either?
We gotta get rid of that son of a bitch. Listen, we're gonna have to prove that Payne did something so vile, so perverse, so disgusting, that Phillips will have no choice but to fire him.
He thinks for a second.
Like what?
Now, surrounded by others, Heathcote wears a dress.
Why me?
Because you have got the biggest tits.
They make their way down the hallway.
Come on, why not Williger?
Because Williger's gotta take the pictures.
Payne lays in his room sleeping with his hands behind his head. His eyes pop open briefly.
It's been 4 hours. He hasn't blinked. I'm telling you, these special forces guys can sleep with their eyes open.
Heathcote is now wearing a different dress.
What happened to the other dress?
This one's prettier.
Shut up, Brian!
Shh! Williams, go.
Carrying a camera, they enter Payne's room.
Man, you sure about this? He looks awake to me.
Nah, I checked on that. Watch this.
Yo, turd sniffer. Maggot face.
See? He's dead to the world. Let's go.
Everyone crowds around as Heathcote stands next to the bed.
Get in.
Heathcote gets in the bed.
Now put your head on his shoulder.
Are you crazy?
Do it.
He does so.
Closer. Closer.
He moves closer.
Now put your arm around him.
He puts his arm around Payne's chest. Payne's arm moves around Heathcote's head, as Heathcote looks scared. Payne turns to him.
Hello, Betty.
As they all rush out, they snap a picture. The cadets, now wearing dresses, jog in formation around the courtyards. The other students point and laugh.
What are the boys doing in those dresses?
They putting on a fashion show.
The cadets are embarrassed as they continue jogging.
I thought we had a little talk about this kind of negative reinforcement. Weren't you going to be my big helper?
Yeah, but they started it.
Well, I'm stopping it.
She reaches for Payne's whistle.
But I was just gonna...
Don't touch the whistle. All right, lady. Take off those dresses, hit your bag, fold them up neatly. Let's move in. Today, Miss Wilburn.
Payne walks off and she follows.
Do you really think that this approach is the best way to gain the trust of these boys?
They may not like me, but they will respect me.
Let me be more direct. They hate you.
Good. Now draw them close together. Make them a team.
That's a very cynical plan.
Yeah, but it won't backfire.
Here. I would like you to consider an alternative approach. I want you to have this book. Read it. Apply it.
The ABCs of the Loving Male Role Model. I don't need your book.
Take it.
I don't want it.
Take it.
I don't want it.
Please, Major.
She looks at him seductively.
Okay.
Payne takes the book. Miss Wilburn walks away, and Payne looks at her in disbelief. The cadets hurry as they make their way inside the building.
All right, I got a surefire plan to get rid of that son of a bitch.
What is it?
It's gonna cost us. How much you got?
20.
I got 25.
Put me down for glory.
The others high-five Dotson.
Okay. All right. We're taking out Payne tomorrow.
They run off excited. In Payne's office.
Love is the key to understanding.
Payne paces back and forth with a sword in his hand, reading the book. He scratches his head with the blade.
The three B's. Be a good listener.
He closes the book to find Miss Walburn watching him.
Well, hello, Miss Walburn.
I just came by to let you know that Williger has a slight temperature, so you might not want to torture him this evening.
I will be sensitive to his needs.
She looks surprised.
Have you been reading the book?
Well, I might have glanced at it once or twice.
She smiles.
Oh, well, that's very good. I'm very proud of you, Major.
Oh, shit, it ain't hard being sensitive.
Tiger runs in.
He's back, he's back!
Who's back?
The man who lives in my closet.
Oh, boy, get on out of here with that. I'm scared of the dark crap. Go on, now get!
Sensitive.
Still holding the sword, Payne walks over to Tiger and squats down in front of him.
Hello there, fella. You know what you're having? It's called a nightmare. You know what a nightmare is? Well, that's all this is. Why don't you run on back to your room before that man jump out the closet and chop your little head off?
Payne swings his sword and Tiger runs away.
Sensitive.
She glares at Payne.
You call that being sensitive? Let me give you a little history on Kevin Dunn. Both of his parents are dead.
Car accident, 1989. Lived in the Chester orphanage till 1991 when the school adopted him. I know all about it.
Well, then you should also know that the last thing he needs right now is a sadistic father figure scaring the life out of him.
Maybe what he needs is for you to pop your titty out of his mouth and let the boy grow up.
She glares at him.
Excuse me? What did you say?
I didn't stutter. I said, pop your titty out his mouth and stop babying him.
I don't call it babying. I call it nurturing.
And I call it neutering.
And I call you an insecure, overbearing, psychopathic, dictatorial, egomaniacal, frigid, lunatic asshole!
Payne is surprised.
I ain't frigid.
Tiger runs back in.
He's still there!
You wanna see nurturing?
Payne follows Tiger into his bedroom, grabbing his gun. Tiger nods. Payne aims his gun at the closet door and fires.
He's still in there. He ain't happy.
What was that?
Major Payne just terminated that bad man with extreme prejudice. And if he's still in there, he ain't happy.
Payne squats down in front of Tiger.
You run on back to bed. That bad man ain't gonna bother you no more.
Thank you, Major. I love you.
Tiger hugs Payne. Payne puts him in a full Nelson hold.
What's your angle, boy? You plotting on me?
No, sir!
Don't you know I can snap your neck in 20 different places?
Major, it's okay. He's just trying to show you some affection.
Miss Walburn separates them.
I don't like it. Make me feel all funny.
Payne and Miss Walburn find themselves holding each other's arms. They quickly let each other go.
Good night, Miss Walburn.
Good night, Major.
They head off in separate directions. During the day, the cadets head outside and are joined by Stone.
Alex,
Did it.
Sure.
Squad! Attend!
Dee starts marching in place in front of everyone.
Go, maggots, follow my lead. Payne's not here, he's in our ass.
Payne's not here, he's in our ass.
But so tight, he can't pass gas.
But so tight, he can't pass gas.
Sound off.
One, two.
Sound off.
Three, four.
Break it on down. Break it on down. Break it on down.
His marching turns into dancing. As everyone looks on, Dee turns around to find Payne watching him, and he pretends to do jumping jacks.
You like to rhyme, boy? What's your name? Bushwick Bill? No, let me guess. You Snoop Diggity Dog.
Turd! Front lean and rest position, move! I'ma teach you how I rhyme military style!
They get down on the ground.
Why?
They do push-ups.
Don't you feel dumb? Two! Look at you! Three! Don't you ever make no jokes about me behind my back, otherwise I stomp you in the ground!
A biker pulls up. He anchors his kickstand. He removes his headgear, revealing a bald head with flames tattooed on it. Oblivious, Payne keeps his attention on the cadets. Tiger shows up.
Hey, Dunn. You missed all the fun.
That's another rhyme. All right, we're heading down to the field for 2 hours of weapons drill.
Yo, Payne!
The biker stands in the grass. He's a big, strong, burly man with a beard, wearing all leather clothing.
You, Payne? I got something to say to you.
Me, by folk bum. What beanstalk you fall from?
Payne walks down the stairs and joins the biker on the grass. The cadets look on as Payne and the biker face off.
You know, I heard you've been giving these boys a hard time. In fact, I heard you couldn't cut it in a real man's military. I heard that it's time for you to leave.
The cadets look excited.
You know what I heard? I heard your mama was so fat, she played pool with the planets.
The biker punches Payne in the face, causing him to spin and fall face first onto the ground. The cadets slap fives.
You thinking about leaving yet?
Payne gets up seemingly unfazed.
Well, actually, I think the party just begun. Now what I'm gonna do is take this right foot and put it across the left side of your face.
Don't give me that Billy Jack bullshit!
The biker eyes Payne's moving feet. Payne punches him in the gut, then throws, causing the biker to fall to his knees. The cadets look on.
You said you were gonna kick me in the face!
What, you calling me a liar?
Payne kicks him in the face, causing the biker to fall backwards onto the ground. The cadets look on in shock. Payne turns towards the cadets.
Oh, children!
Now, inside.
Somebody's gonna answer for this blood from my lip! I want names. I want to know who's responsible.
Payne paces back and forth.
Well, I'll run it once. I guess nobody's responsible. Guess I just had that one coming. Well, you know what y'all got coming. 7 23-hour days full of fun and adventure. I'm gonna make you boys strong.
Sir.
He looks at Stone.
Yes, Turd.
It was me, sir. I hired him.
Well, that's one death warrant, son. Do I have any more volunteers? What about you, Brown Nose?
I acted alone, sir. The rest of the squad was unaware of my activities.
Payne walks over towards Stone.
That's a pretty bold move there, Mr. Stone. What do you think I ought to do with you?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know?
I guess you should probably expel me, sir.
What, and send you on a vacation? Dotson!
Sir, yes, sir!
You are no longer the squad leader.
Dodson looks surprised.
Stone, you are now cadet sergeant. If these men win the Virginia military games, it'll be because you had led them to a victory. If they lose, it'll be because you failed them.
Payne walks away.
I don't accept the responsibility.
It's not negotiable.
Payne walks down the stairs, outside. Stone runs outside after Payne.
Boss, you squad leader, my first order is to screw you, sir.
What'd you say to me, turd?
Why don't you go back to hell where you came from?
Payne marches back towards Stone.
Oh, I am 2 seconds from being on you like white on rice and a glass of milk and a paper plate in a snowstorm. I will put my foot so far up your ass the water on my knee will quench your thirst.
Try it.
Payne raises his fist, then considers.
You want me gone, boy?
Yes, sir.
I said, do you want me gone, soldier?
Yes, sir!
Then you meet me outside the RTC building at 2100 hours. You ladies want me gone, you get your chance.
Payne walks away slowly. That night, the cadets wait in the rain, outside the ROTC building. Payne shows up.
Where is the first place trophy from the Virginia military gang?
Academy, sir!
I want that trophy. If you turd can bring me that trophy, I will resign my command. This is a block op, gentlemen. If you are discovered, I will deny all knowledge and you will pay the price. That is my deal. Do you accept it?
They all nod.
Sir? Yes, sir.
Then bring me my trophy.
The cadets are preparing for the Black Op. They put on black uniforms. Black eyeliner is put on their face underneath their eyes.
All right, guys, this is it. This is our big chance to get rid of Payne. We got 2 miles to get to Wellington. Let's get it out of there as fast as we can.
Let's hustle, move it, go!
Stone looks at Dodson.
It's your last chance, Dodson.
What, you think I'm gonna come and help you make me look bad? Anyway, I've called my dad. I'm leaving this stupid school. Bye. Have a good time.
Tiger runs up.
Here you go.
I'm going to the Black Op.
No, you can't come. You're too little. Why don't you stay back here and guard the base, okay?
Stone pats Tiger on the shoulder and heads off. Payne sits in his office assembling and disassembling his gun as Tiger runs by his door. Payne gets up and goes into Tiger's room where he finds Tiger sitting on the bed.
What's the matter with you, boy?
They won't let me go to Black Op. They say I'm too little and no one ever lets you do anything when you're too little.
Ah, fooey. What about all the stories about the little people that do big things? Like Little Red Riding Hood, them three little pigs, Spike Lee, or them little rascals? You ever hear the story about the little engine that could?
Tiger gets under the covers and lays down in his bed as Payne sits next to him.
Once upon a time, deep, deep in the jungle, there was a little engine that could. And he was chugging his way across the enemy line. Chugga, 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 chugga.
Payne pretends to pull a train whistle.
This little engine mission was to take some AK-47s and a nuclear payload over the mountain to the 2063 battalion. Needless to say, there was plenty of opposition. You think that stopped the little engine that could? No siree, Bob. He just kept chugging along. Chugga, 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 chugga.
Payne does the pulling motion again.
Toot! Now
not even when they climbed aboard the train and popped out the eyes of the conductor, and blood and snot was ripping out his eye sockets. You think that stopped the little engine that could? Damn Skippy, he just kept chugging along. Chugga, 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 chugga.
Miss Walburn looks on from the doorway.
Toot, toot! It wasn't until Charlie rigged a bridge with plastic explosives. Just as the little engine was making its way across the trestle. Boom!
Miss Walburn jumped.
Explosion happened. And blood and guts and spit and ass was everywhere. And Bubba come crawling out the back door. Both legs missing. Lula made baby boy. He look up at me and said, Pete, I can't feel my legs. I said, Bubba, they ain't there. And I looked down, and them little bloody nub was kicking real fast like this here. And I said, Bubba, it's 30 miles to the nearest town. Unless you can flip upside down and walk on your head, you ain't gonna make it. All of a sudden, Charlie was all over the place. Just me and my sidearm. And I had no other alternative but to blast my way out.
Miss Walburn screams.
Die, pig, die! You'll never take Major Bitch and Winner for pain alive! Bam!
Payne turns to see Miss Walburn.
Hello, Miss Walburn. You just missed a little bedtime story.
No, I didn't, actually. In fact, I'd love to talk to you about that story. Perhaps over dinner?
Payne smiles.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go get ready.
Me too.
Okay.
Okay.
Miss Walburn takes off.
To be continued. When I come back, I'll tell you what Bubba used as a penis.
Payne looks at Tiger, then heads off. Now, at a nightclub restaurant, Payne sits opposite of Miss Walburn at a table. Payne wears a white suit as Miss Walburn wears a beautiful red dress. As they look at each other, plates of food are prepared for them. Other people dance around in the nightclub. Payne readies himself and quickly devours his entire plate of food. He looks at Miss Walburn as she stares on in amazement.
Why ain't you gonna eat?
I think I'll wait a moment. My stomach's a little upset.
Them some mighty fine bitters. Wouldn't let them go to waste.
You know, I think you're really making some wonderful strides with the way you're dealing with the children. That was almost a really good thing you tried to do for Tiger tonight. They make a suggestion?
Proceed.
Well, your story, while colorful, bit rough.
You mean explosion?
Yes. And the eye gouging part. You need to loosen up. Not everything can be about war. What do you like to do for fun?
Payne thinks for a second.
I like to hang upside down blindfold, and then I take my gun apart and I put it back together real fast before my nose starts to bleed.
Well, that's great! But is there anything that you like that doesn't have to do with battle?
Like what?
Like golf.
Negative.
Well, do you like to go to the movies?
Negative.
Miss Walburn looks around at the other dancers.
I don't suppose you dance.
Payne smiles.
I've been known to cut a little rug in my day.
Now, on the dance floor, Payne does some older style dance moves.
There's only one place where we can go.
Payne covers his eyes and peeks through his fingers at Miss Walburn. Payne extends his elbow out to his side, moving his forearm in and out with his hand pointed straight down, fingers together. Now, as the crowd gathers around, Payne dances more aggressively and modern. Payne dances across the brightly lit stage floor, going from end to end, being chased by Miss Walburn as everyone looks on. An overhead view shows Payne spinning with his arms outstretched. Now, Miss Walburn dances with Payne. Everyone looks on, as they are now the only two dancing. She bends over, grabs her knees, and shakes her backside very elaborately. Outside Wellington Academy, under the cloudy dark skies, the cadets appear. They approach the building, and Stone begins to direct the others to their positions.
Take these guys and fan out the left flank of the school. Go.
Gotcha.
Willoughby, you take these two and cover the right. Got it?
Got it. All right, come on.
Stone slowly walks up to the entrance of the building. He slowly pushes the door open, checking behind him, then cautiously enters. The large first place trophy is illuminated in a glass case. Stone stares at it in awe. He begins to pick the lock. An overhead view shows Stone picking the lock from a second floor. Stone turns to see the Wellington cadets watching him from the second floor.
Don't move.
The commander snaps his finger and the others give chase. The cadets, including Stone, are thrown to the ground and beaten. Payne and Miss Walburn arrive back at the ROTC building.
Right. And then his chest cavity exploded. Boom! You know, that was the first time I ever drove a man's nose up into his brain, causing instant death and simultaneous bowel evacuation. But enough about me, woman. What's your story?
I'm surprised you ain't dropped about 12 puppies by now. Ain't you never been married?
Yeah, I was.
What happened? You terminated his command?
No, actually, he left. I wanted children. He didn't.
Any man that'd leave you ought to be monkey stomp and have his brains mailed back to his mother.
Well, thank you, Benson. How about you? Was there ever a Mrs. Payne?
Negative. I figure if the Marines wanted me to have a wife, they'd issue me one.
Well, I had a really nice time tonight, Benson.
Yeah,
being with you is almost better than cleaning my gun.
He reaches in his pocket.
I got something for you.
Oh, what is it?
It's a bullet. Something special. It's from my heart.
He hands it to her.
Really? Well, where'd you get it?
From my heart. Left ventricle. I took it out myself with a field knife. And I want you to have that.
Well, thank you, Vincent.
They kiss. She walks off. Payne spins excitedly as he dances his way into his office. As Payne enters, he walks past his desk, where Stone sits, but he doesn't notice him right away. Payne looks through the blinds on the window, then closes them.
What the hell are you doing in my office?
It was a trap. You set us up.
Well, I might have made a little anonymous call. You didn't think they were just gonna hand it to you, did you?
We got the crap kicked out of us because of you.
Tonight wasn't about fair or unfair. It was about achieving your objective.
Payne moves Stone's feet off the desk.
Did you even see that trophy?
Oh, I saw it.
And when you saw it, did you want it?
Yeah, to get rid of you.
That's not what I asked. Did you want it?
I wanted it.
To own it?
Yeah.
Deserve it?
Yeah.
To win it?
Oh, yeah.
Then let's win it, you bruised up turd. If you really want it, I'll show you how to earn it.
Welcome, parents, to Madison School. For your convenience, we will be announcing activities throughout the day, if they happen.
Now, daytime, outside, a Parents' Day banner is hung up on the building. Other students socialize and visit with their parents.
How about you, Limes?
What, are you kidding?
A man is kneeled to the ground, wearing sunglasses, smoking a cigarette, and Stone walks up to him.
What the hell happened to you?
The other cadets look on.
I mean nothing. I'm great. Look at you, though. Regular little soldier man.
The man pushes Stone.
You a hard ass now.
What are you doing here?
It's Parents' Day, and I am your legal guardian.
He removes his sunglasses.
I'm drunk.
Don't you walk away from me.
He grabs Stone as he tries to walk away.
Oh. Give me a little salute.
I'm not gonna salute you.
You salute your superiors. Or don't they teach that around here?
What superior? They kicked you out, remember?
He slaps Stone.
Don't you sass me like your mother. You're mine now. I own you. And you will respect me. Now you salute me.
No.
He raises his hand, but Payne stops him.
You hit that boy again, I'm gonna do more than salute you.
This is between me and my son.
Stepson.
Whoever he is, he's on my time now.
The man swings, but Payne dodges his punches and pushes him down. Payne moves Stone behind him. The man swings again, but Payne moves out of the way and pushes him down.
I'm asking nicely. Please, return to your vehicle. You go on now.
The man slowly rises to his feet. He stumbles away as Payne looks on, until he is gone. The cadets look on with mixed emotions. Payne turns to Stone.
Going back to your bunk, son.
Payne begins to walk away.
Major Payne, sir.
Yeah.
I want to get that trophy, sir.
Payne turns.
Come again?
I want to get that trophy, sir.
But you won't steal it?
No, sir.
You want to win it?
I want to earn it, sir.
The rest of you men feel the same way?
They nod.
Meet me on the parade ground 1700 hours. We got work to do.
Squad, attend, hut!
Stone salutes. Payne salutes back. The cadets are running outside in the rain. They crawl through a rusty tunnel pipe, then proceed up a wooden training wall. They pull on a rope, tug of war style, while Payne rides a tractor tied to the other end of the rope. They eat in the mess hall and stuff food into their mouths. Back outside, at a firing range, they continue with target practice. It's no longer raining. They are training with joust sticks, and extending their opposite hand of the foot they step outwards with, while Payne directs them. They then go through various different obstacles on an obstacle course. They practice a rifle cadence. As they practice their cadence, he practices a more elaborate cadence. In slow motion, he kicks back, tossing the rifle into the air, and catches it behind his back. Payne walks up to him. They practice marching in sync, occasionally doing a skip. Tiger is shown working with Payne individually. They run past the red brick building with white pillars, as Payne sits in a lounge chair. Payne now sits with Miss Walburn, and he offers her the whistle, as she rejects it. She, then, takes the whistle, and blows it. Payne frantically grabs the whistle from her. Payne approaches the cadets, who are in uniforms, resembling Marines. In unison, they salute.
Order! Oh!
They put their hands down to their side.
Hey!
They turn to the left.
Right!
Hey!
They turn to the right.
Red! Red!
They slightly spread their legs apart.
You're still a shit sandwich. You're just not a soggy one. From now on, you are no longer turds. You've graduated to maggots. Your family. A team. Let's win them games.
A military 4x4 pulls up.
Squad! A team!
Payne's old commander gets out. Payne turns to the commander. They approach each other and salute.
Major, I have news so good I've decided to deliver it personally. America needs you. There's a situation in Bosnia that requires your special services. As of this moment, you are reinstated in the United States Marines at the rank of Lieutenant Colonel.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Your unit will be leaving out of Washington. You will arrive tomorrow at 1600 for briefing.
Here he hands Payne papers.
General, tomorrow the military games, and I was hoping...
Games? Payne, I fought to get you reinstated. You wanted in. I got you in. You don't take this. There won't be any more chances.
Payne hesitates.
Sir, the Major will be there, sir!
Good man. I'll see you in Washington.
They salute, and the commander walks off. Payne watches the commander go, then proceeds to walk away. Stone catches up to him.
Hey, Major! Where you going?
Back to killing.
You wanna come?
I didn't think so.
Go lead your men into victory.
Great. What happened to unity and family and all that other bullshit that you taught us?
Hey, I never said family don't break up. Don't you watch Oprah?
Stone watches as Payne walks off, with the other cadets looking on. Payne is in his office packing. Miss Walburn enters.
So it's true. You're just gonna leave.
She crosses her arms.
You know, when they're through with you, they're just gonna cut you loose again.
I asked to leave. These boys making me soft.
Them boys need you. All that hard work they did for you.
They did it for themselves.
Benson.
Look, woman, I taught 11 separate engagements. I didn't do all that to come back and be conquered by no woman and a bunch of kids. What'd you really think I was gonna do? Marry you? Put up a white picket fence? Adopt Tiger, become the loving male role model? That's not me. It's not Payne.
She stares at Payne with a surprised expression.
You're no good, heartbreaker.
She walks away.
You're a liar and you're a cheat. I don't know.
Outside,
why.
Payne walks up to a waiting military 4x4. Miss Walburn looks on from a window as Payne loads his stuff and gets in. The cadets join and look on as the 4x4 drives away.
I guess I'm uptight. And I'm stuck like glue. Cause I ain't never.
In their dorm, Stone is getting dressed in his uniform.
I can't believe he actually left.
Alex, where are you going?
To the games. You guys better start getting ready. We gotta be there in an hour.
We don't have to go to games. Payne's gone.
We don't have a chance without Payne.
Listen, Payne or no Payne, I'm gonna go out there and win that stupid trophy. We busted our asses off out there getting ready for this. Now, I didn't go through all that to come out empty-handed. So how about it, guys? Are you with me?
I can't hear you.
Sir, yes, sir!
Just a little bit louder now.
Sir, yes, sir!
One more time, you maggot.
Sir, yes, sir!
At the military games, uniformed soldiers march on as they play snare drums. As each school's name is called, their squad salutes.
Tiger, present arms. Stapleton, present arms. Wellington, present arms. Madison, present arms. Cadets, order arms.
Welcome, men.
the Wellington Academy for the 58th Annual Junior ROTC Virginia Military Games. This morning, you are all equal. But by the end of the day today, we will honor the finest of you with a trophy. The trophy of a champion. Let the games begin.
The Madison Cadets' shirts have a big M on the front of them. As the cadets from the various academies fire rifles, Tiger is looking on through binoculars. Now, at a tug-of-war event, Madison struggles to pull the opposing team, wearing red uniforms, into a mud pit. At a joust event, Madison competes against another school sporting purple-colored uniforms. Elsewhere, a train rolls by. Payne steps out of the train station and sits down on a bench. As Payne sits, he looks at his belongings that reminded him of previous events. He looks up to see a family, living in a white two-story home, playing in their backyard, surrounded by a white picket fence. As a train approaches, Payne looks at a rock that has Tiger's name on it.
Benson.
The train passes by, Payne sees the family again. The husband is cooking on the grill, as the wife brings out lemonade. They kiss. The little boy is dressed in a Boy Scouts uniform. The little boy throws a ball, and their dog catches it in the air. An older person comes around the side of the house carrying a gun. The husband disarms him and puts the guy's head on the grill, but throws him into a kiddie pool. The wife smiles and they all laugh. Pulls up and Payne stands up.
On your mark.
At the games, the schools compete in a relay race. They are doing push-ups. After they complete their push-ups, they head towards an obstacle course and start climbing a rope. At the kayaking event, Madison struggles. Heathcote struggles up a wall.
Go! Go! Come on, Heathcote, you can do it! I know you can! Come on, move! 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 Come on, come on.
When he reaches the top, he tags Stone, who takes off running. Stone catches up to the runner, from Wellington. In slow motion, the Wellington runner trips Stone, who rolls on the ground.
He just tripped him! The winner of the relay race is Wellington Academy.
V checks on Stone, who is still on the ground.
Second place, Madison Preparatory. Third place, Stapleton. Fourth place, Taggart.
He then gets up and walks over to Wellington's team and punches their runner in the face. A brawl breaks out. The Death Cadet kicks one of the Wellington cadets in the groin. The Madison cadets stand.
This is unsatisfactory. I demand that the entire Madison squad be disqualified from the final competition.
Lieutenant, I can only disqualify the cadet who started the disturbance.
That's not enough. Look at him. These animals are so pathetic, their own commander didn't bother to show up.
Payne shows up.
Ain't no need for name calling.
Miss Walburn, along with the others, look on with a surprised expression.
Major Payne, what are you doing here? I was told you were on an important assignment.
Now, what could be more important than my boys winning this here competition? I suggest we get this party started. Is that okay with you, Colonel?
Cadets, I'm pleased to announce the two top-rated squads who will compete for first and second place in the parade drill competition. Wellington Academy and Madison Academy.
Hearing Madison's name, Wellington's commander buries his head in his hand in disbelief.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wellington Academy. Drill leader, Sergeant Michael Rackmell.
Wellington begins their cadence, while elsewhere.
All right, gentlemen, let's look alive here. We got trophies to win.
Hello, Mr. Denial. While you're on vacation, we've been having some real problems here.
I don't see the problem. You made it to the finals, didn't you?
Yeah, no thanks to you. So why'd you come back? We don't need you.
Maybe I didn't come back for you.
Why'd you come back then?
Maybe I told myself that I want to see you win first place and ain't gonna leave until you do.
So that's it? It's all about the trophy?
Maybe I like you.
Miss Walburn stares at Payne.
Just like.
Maybe I like you a lot.
That's it?
Don't push the maybe, baby. Now let's win this thing.
We have nobody to lead the drill.
Of course we do. Tiger. That's right, that boy know the drill like the knob on the back of his head.
I can't do it. I'm too little.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Wellington Academy drill team.
You need me to tell you the story about the little engine that could again? And you get out there and you toot that horn, boy. Toot! Toot!
Payne makes the horn tooting gesture. Tiger
toot.
Copies Payne.
Ladies and gentlemen, Madison Preparatory School. Drill team leader, Private Kevin Tiger Dunn.
The cadets have their rifles shouldered. They march to the beat of the music. They all make the horn tooting gesture.
Yeah.
rifles in sequence. They make pumping motions with their rifles. Blindfolded, B starts to do a separate rifle cadence from the others. The audience taps their feet to the music. He spins his rifle quickly as the others do a cadence around him. He dances with the rifle, then tosses it in the air. In slow motion, the rifle spins in the air until he catches it in his hands. Tiger dances as the others march. Tiger outstretches his arms and screams into the air. Tiger salutes. Pain salutes back. The cadets stand in a line as the crowd cheers. A caption reads, 3 months later. The dean is outside Madison with a bug-catching net. Inside the Madison School, the first place trophy sits in the middle of the lobby in a glass case. At the bottom of the trophy it says, Duty, Honor, Freedom, Virginia ROTC Military Award of Excellence. Madison Preparatory School. A smaller trophy says Individual Cadet Achievement Cadet Alex Stone.
Company! Attend! Hut!
Outside, more cadets are now lined up as Stone stands in front of them. Payne shows up.
Sir, squad is formed, sir.
Stone salutes.
House.
Payne salutes back and Stone joins the others.
My name is Major Benson Winifred Payne. I'd like to be the first to welcome you to the Madison School. What we've tried to develop here is a family environment, one of trust and understanding. I'd like for you to think of me not only as your commanding officer, but as your friend. And what the hell is that?
He's mine.
A cadet calls the dog. The dog sits next to a cadet as Payne walks up to him.
Good boy.
You know, there ain't no pets allowed on these here premises, Mr. Ace Ventura.
Yeah, well, maybe that doesn't apply to me. He's my blind seeing eye dog.
What in the world would anybody want with a blind dog?
The dog ain't blind. I'm the one that's blind, you idiot.
Payne stares at him.
Oh, I see you and your friend Cujo here got a little attitudinal problem needs some readjusting. Well, I'ma fix that up quick, fast, and in a hurry. Hey, Cobra!
Tiger steps forward and faces Payne.
Go tell Mom bring my field knife.
He salutes and runs off. Now, the blind cadet's head is shaved. He goes wide-eyed as he discovers his dog has been shaved completely bald as well. The screen fades to black.